All right, we are approaching the 5th anniversary of the inaugural BKFC event, and that went down in June of 2018, and very excited to be talking to one of the individuals who competed on that event, and always good getting to talk to this individual. I've got Tony Lopez with me, and just kind of wondering how your day is going so far, man.
Oh, it's going good, just like every other day, you know? Working and doing what I gotta do to put food on the table.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what it's all about for sure. And I'm kind of curious because, I mean, obviously you were, someone who's had a tremendous amount of MMA fights before the initial BKFC event happened. Like, what were your first thoughts when, like, a bare-knuckle boxing offer came your way? Because obviously the scene in mid-2018 wasn't, you know, what it is today.
When I first heard about it, I was like, you know what, this is something I can get into. You know, to me, I'm always like, with MMA, I figured, you know what, this is like a street fight. You know, you go on the ground, standing, whatever, you know, you just gotta be ready. So when bare-knuckle came about, I saw that as, you know what, it is even more like the street because there's no gloves. You know, you get hit and you feel it, and, you know, how's that gonna be? So I loved it when I heard it coming out, y'all.
Yeah, and kind of interesting, too, because, like, I mean, there were certain, like, European leagues, like BKB, that were putting on shows like that, but at least in America, it had been about a century since they had a bare-knuckle boxing event, so was that kind of a cool, you know, part of it initially, like, sort of being part of history, or did it just seem like an exciting kind of martial art more so?
Well, no, you know what, that was a big deal, you know, the first one, you know, like, said over 100 years, to be held here, and you know, it's like it's always great to be in the beginning where something starts, and you know, also if it takes off, hey, you're part of that, the start of it, and you know, so it was for me. I mean, it was I felt privileged to be able to be on the first one ever to, you know, here in the United States, and you know, make a good show out of it.
Yeah, and what was the awareness of, like, bare-knuckle boxing prior to that? Like, did it strike you as, like, almost like a surprise sort of thing? Like, oh, cool, this is starting to kind of pop up domestically. Like, what did you know about the bare-knuckle scene prior to, you know, that bout off, or, like, in summer of 2018?
You know what, I didn't know much about it. I mean, only up until they hit me up, you know, if I wanted to compete in it, is when I said, yeah, sure, you know, I started Googling it to see what it, you know, what it was. And then when I saw it, I was like, hey, you know what, this is something I can get into. So yeah, I definitely, you know, I said, I had no clue. I mean, I heard boxing, okay, so there's boxing in it, but what else can you do, you know? So it's pretty much just like boxing. You know, the only thing that I see the difference is you can, you know, hook the head. You know, deliver some nice, beautiful shots, uppercuts, and stuff like that. But, it's just, you gotta be on your A game if you wanna survive.
And I'm curious, like, I feel like I almost know the answer to this just based on how many fights you've had and whatnot, but just because it's, like, a new combat sport, did it feel altogether different, like, coming to the arena on fight day, like, the general vibe backstage with, like, warm-ups and things like that? Like, did it feel a great deal different, like, maybe something new is happening, or was it kind of business as usual?
Well, for me, you know, it was business as usual, you know, because I don't warm up before a fight. I don't, you know, do anything different than any fight, you know. Because I fought in MMA, I fought in kickboxing, boxing, you know, just about any kind of contact sport, really, you know, I've been in it. So this being a new one, you know, I was just like, okay, cool, you know, so, yeah, you know, I watched a few fights before mine to see, you know, what to expect and stuff. And I was like, okay, you know what? It's just boxing without gloves, so it's making good. So yeah, it was the same old for me.
Yeah, and I mean, the fight that you ended up having there, just an incredible, you know, performance there, getting the, you know, fight with Joey Beltran off and everything like that. And I think that was, you know, such a great fight. I mean, I felt like that was the first, like, widely kind of shared, like, bare-knuckle fight and everything like that, even after, like, a few events had transpired. Like, what are your, I guess, main memories of that fight when I'm talking about it? Like, what are the main, I guess, takeaways from that first Beltran fight?
Well, I mean, for me, it's usually 90% of the time it's about the show. And, if I get prepared to get into the fight and, you know, start cheering, whether they're booing me or cheering me, you know, as long as they're saying, I'm almost done. But, for me, like I said, it was kind of fans get into it, it makes me feel like, cool, you know, like, hey, yeah, this is what they want to see. So, you know, like, together, the more blood you put out there, the more the people get into it, and the more the cheers and the excitement is. That's what it was. It was a great fight.
Yeah, and I was talking to Joey Beltran the other day, and he was kind of talking about just, you know, what that fight meant to his own career as well. But we were both kind of talking about how it was such, like, an influential fight, because I remember, you know, people talking about just really the bare knuckle scene in general back then and kind of wondering, like, is this a one-off kind of show? Is this going to, you know, turn into anything consistent and keep growing? And I feel like that fight was, like, a big, you know, catalyst for the whole thing, just how classic it was. And I kind of compared it to, like, the Bonner-Griffin sort of fight, just in as far as, like, really setting things off. Like, have you heard people kind of talk to you about that fight, and I guess what does that fight mean to, I guess, maybe your career as well as, like, what it's done for bare knuckle?
That's a fight that, you know, everybody remembers, because, yeah, it's the first one, and it was an exciting fight, and, you know, everybody got into it. And I mean, I think that helps set the standard for what you're supposed to do when you get in that ring, you know, what the fans expect to see, and, you know, how you should perform. And, you know, there's been so many fights after that, you know, have emulated that, where, you know, you see a bloody, gory, and they're just going at it, like, you know, two animals to see which one is the last one standing. But, it's awesome, you know, the feeling of that fight, and then just watching everybody and watching the sport expand, you know, the organization grow, you know, and that's my first thing, like you said, you know, I was thinking, hey, this could be a one and done, but let's see how it goes, and now it's been going the right way.
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming became, like, such a go-to regular spot for, you know, bare knuckle, especially early on. Like, it felt like Wyoming was one of the big states to initially put on a lot of the bare knuckle events. So, yeah, cool that that's kind of tied into it as well. Like, I felt like Wyoming played a big part, too, in bare knuckle kind of making that comeback in America.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every little thing plays a part, you don't really think about it, but then when you look back, you see how everything added up and just propelled it, you know, and got it going the way it did. So, I mean, yeah, you can't, I mean, it's a great feeling to be able to see it and just have been part of it too, you know, at the beginning, and just still, you know, active in it, and it's great.
Yeah, and I'm curious, like, what other fights from that night you might, like, recall in a certain sense. Like, I know some fighters are very locked into, you know, just what they're doing more so, and that's kind of the whole thing. But I'm just wondering, because the card has so many names that went on to do such great things in the sport, like Arnold Adams fought on that card, like Reggie Barnett Jr., Johnny Bedford, you know, Bobby Gunn. Like, I could really keep going on. Were there any other fights from that first BKFC event that you recall from that night?
You know, I mean, the only one that keeps on my head is, I think it was Sam Shoemaker and Eric Prindle. And I just, the one shot, you know, I mean, Eric Prindle's a big guy, and, you know, Sam Shoemaker, you know, he's a big guy, but not as big as Eric. And, you know, when we just hit him with that one shot, he just dropped him. I mean, to me, that's what I like. I saw just, you know, prior before I went out, and that's why I was stuck out of my head. But I mean, that night, you know, I remember of the main event too. You know, I remember, you know, even before the fight, you know, hanging out with some of the fighters, stuff like that, and just talking about it. And, you know, hey, what do you do? You know, what's your game plan? You know, what do you think? And stuff like that. So, I mean, it was just, I mean, the fight, I didn't get to see all of them. You know, I think that one is before I came out, just because I was, you know, prepped and ready to walk out. But, yeah, I just, from what I heard, you know, it was just banging about, you know, quick knockouts, stuff like that. And just, it was a little nerve-wracking, just thinking, like, you know, what's it going to be like? But, yeah, no, like I said, it was a great night.
And something that I also thought was cool talking to Joey, like, he was sort of mentioning, like, how this fight that you guys had was initially, like, outside of that, like, tournament kind of field. Like, they had a heavyweight bracket they were doing on that first event there and everything like that. And, like, at least for Joey, he felt like the performance that he did, like, really changed kind of how the promotion was maybe perceiving him or how they were looking to kind of use him. Like, what do you feel like you got out of that performance there? And I guess, does the context of it being that reserve bout kind of make it extra sweet? Because I feel like that's the most talked about fight from that event.
Well, I think, like, for me, it just gave more to the kind of fighter I am, in the sense where, like, people know that I can take shots and I can, you know, no matter how much you hit me, you know, I keep coming. And I mean, that added more to that, since there was no gloves. It's like, look, man, that's bare knuckle, man. You took those shots, and, you know, he kept coming, and for both of us, you know, we were just going back and forth at each other. So, I mean, I think it just elevated our game in that sense, where, like, damn, hey, these guys are our fighters, you know? They're going there to kill each other and just, you know, come out with the win. So, I mean, that's what I saw out of our fight.
And I guess just something I'm interested in too, like, what was that feeling when, you know, you landed that first bare knuckle punch? Did it differ at all from, like, how it feels in your MMA fights, or was it kind of a unique feeling?
Well, to me, it felt the same. You know, just annoyed that I got hit. But other than that, I mean, they're just hitting. You know, I'm like, okay, I mean, I didn't really feel when you get cut. To me, I didn't feel no cuts. I mean, I just started feeling blood. I'm like, why am I bleeding? Oh, hell no, this sucks. But yeah, I mean, the shots are the shots, you know. When you get hit, it hurts. sometimes it doesn't, but yeah, so it wasn't much of a difference.
And was it similar for, like, how you were feeling in, like, the, I guess, days after the fight? Was it maybe, like, a similar level of being, I guess, a bit banged up that you might have from an MMA fight? Or was there, like, maybe a unique level of damage to the hands or something like that?
Yeah, you know what? It was better, except for the hands. And they were sore. Just because, you know, they used to, you know, hitting without some gloves or something on there, you know? So yeah, the heads were a little more swollen than normal, but yeah, it was just normal.
Yeah, and I guess just one of the last questions I have, I guess I'm curious your thoughts on just, you know, where the bare knuckle scene is at nowadays, 5 years later, as compared to, you know, where things were at in June 2018.
Oh, you know what? I mean, I just see it like the UFC when the UFC first started out. You know, they were only allowed in so many states, and, you know, they only had a limited audience. And look where they're at now. I see bare knuckle doing the same thing, you know, just climbing, and exploding.
Yeah, I definitely agree, man. And it's always good getting to talk to you, but I do want to be mindful of your schedule as well. So is there maybe anything you might want to add as, like, a parting kind of thought as we're wrapping up here, Tony? Like, maybe an anecdote from that first BKFC event we didn't mention yet, or anything of that nature, maybe?
No, you know what? I mean, hey, man, for the fans out there, you know, even for the ones that aren't fans, if you watch a BKFC fight or bare knuckle fight, I mean, you're going to get into it. It's totally different. It's a different feeling. It's a different look at two guys going at it, you know. So just hey, people out there, hey, get ready because this is it's a new sport and it's going to take off. And you know, like I said, just get there and start enjoying and going with the fighters that are in there now.
Yeah, well said, and just very cool from my perspectives to have seen that first event in June 2018 and see where things are at now, and great getting to, you know, talk to you as someone who was on that card, and yeah, thanks so much for the time, and I appreciate the insights. Man, you have a good rest of your day, and yeah, thanks for the talk.
Well, thank you, John, and you too.